Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Book Interrupted is running another contest. We're giving away a waterproof Kindle Oasis. The contest runs from November 5th to November 27th. To find out more, go to bookinterrupted.com/contests. This episode is sponsored by the blog Home Under Clutter. Lindsay is a self-proclaimed clutter bug. She got so sick of living in clutter that she did a huge purge. Join her on her never-ending journey of decluttering and organizing at www.homeunderclutter.com.
Sometimes reading the book isn't enough. We want to be immersed in an idea or feeling. That's why at Book Interrupted, we've made a playlist for each book cycle. Visit www.bookinterrupted.com to find playlists for each book cycle and a member. Or check out our YouTube channel. What's on your playlist?
Parental guidance is recommended because this episode has mature topics and strong language. Here are some moments you can look forward to during this episode of Book Interrupted.
Are the night owls of the bunch. We know who that is.
Creativity's best in the morning, but no for me.
I was like, I'm just not a lion.
The little light that flashes, that'll keep me up at night.
You just can't be sleeping in a cubicle.
Save yourself. It's like the Hulk, like I'm turning green.
So it feels like there's like a fight.
Mind, body, and soul. The information is the goal. Try to learn something new. Without me.
Disrupted mind, body, and soul. Inspiration is the and we're gonna talk it out on Book Interrupted.
Welcome to Book Interrupted, a book club for busy people to connect and one that celebrates life's interruptions. If you'd like to join along, this book cycle is from October 24th to November 28th. It's our fan Lindsay's book pick, and we're reading 4% Fix by Karma Brown. How to find guilt-free time for what you really want to do and why it matters. How would you use this 1 hour, only 4% of your day, to change your life? Let's listen in to this episode's group discussion.
We should go around and say whose archetype everyone is, if you know, like, right? Because I love the archetype. Did you see that, Karen?
Oh, the archetypes, once again.
Yeah. Tell me what these are on.
Lindsay's favorite.
Right before we do that, I want to say,
did you do something this with
specific?
The Sorry, Sarah. Yeah.
Sorry, Sarah. I don't know. I haven't decided exactly what I want to do. I kind of got a late start on the book because I was preparing for Sarah to come visit. I've been really thinking about it. Like, Sarah, I don't feel like I need this book because I've been doing this kind of thing for decades. Like, this is kind of the getting up early and doing the thing and that I want to do and accomplishing my goal. It's been a little bit different with kids, but I don't know. So I've been getting up with Dan more often. So I spend a little time with him and I've been playing my piano a bit because there's like a couple of songs I'm trying to master. Moonlight Sonata and Fear Elise I've been working on for a while. And yeah, I love, and like Moonlight Sonata, so like, it just like stirs up so much emotion in me. That's why I love playing it. But I've been thinking about this. I think, cause I play my piano periodically anyway, like when Dan draws, I play. I think I might start wanting to write like letters to people. I'm really bad at keeping in touch with people, as everyone who is friends with me knows. I'm like, I might talk to a friend, like not for years, and then call them like, hey, and it's like the same. Cause those are the type of friends I have that I can talk to them once a year and it still feels the same. But isn't it nice to get a letter in the mail? Totally. So I might start.
Yes, can you send me one? Yeah. I love old school correspondence.
Ooh, maybe that should be a contest. Maybe you should write a letter to a fan.
If a fan wants to send me their address, I'll send them a letter.
Yes.
Pen pals.
I love that.
Old friend who used to be my boss sent me a letter at the beginning of last year, and I haven't written him back, and I feel so
That's
guilty.
That's the problem with letters.
But I've been thinking about him lately, so I think he might be the first person that I write to, because he sent me a lovely letter on the back of a print. So it's like a piece of art as well, which is
I love that whole thing. Yeah. You just said everything about it.
And it was a nice letter too. So anyway, I think I might do that, because like the things like wanting to learn Moonlight Sonata, I've kind of carved out time for that, you know,
already.
Mm. I'm really bad about carving out time to do things like send letters. I always think I'm going to. And then like once the kids are awake, it's hard for them to let me write a letter, but I'm reading another book that maybe will help me with that. Leave me alone while being with me at the same time. But we can talk about that another time.
Is that what it's called?
No, it's called Hunt Gather.
That should be called Leave Me Alone.
I was serious too, though. Like, I was like, that's a good title. What's it called? Sorry.
Hunt Gather Parent. So it's looking at
That's the one with the Sapiens reference. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's looking at three like indigenous communities in the world and like how they parent. This is how humans, because it's so like normal in like these non-weird societies, weird being Western educated, industrialized, rich, and democratic. That's like a weird society. Like, we're a weird society, saying like weird societies do things differently and everybody else does it a different way. So we're probably not doing it the easiest way. Or
I already really like that just because I chose weird as an acronym to describe what is white people anyway saying is the norm.
Yes. You know? So anyway, Sarah might like it, because I'm reading this and I was like, Sarah would like this because of, you know, like she likes to look at the contrast between like the Senegalese culture and the Canadian culture, not all of Canadian. Like right now, the chapter I'm reading is talking about Inuit ways of raising children. And like,
it's really good.
It's awesome, because there's like zero anger. Like, it's just like,
it's
listen
stories.
To it. Yeah. And I just like, it makes me laugh out loud when the author's like, I'm there and I'm yelling at my kid and she's yelling at me and no other child in the town is yelling, not even a baby cries. Because everybody's like emotional regulation is just like developed or whatever. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent, but archetypes.
I need to have them. Like, I need to know what they are. I don't remember them.
I know. Yeah. What page are we talking
about?
Is it
the sleep animals or...
Animals, yeah.
107.
Tell us what they are. Lions, who get up between 4:30 and 5 a.m., and they represent 15% of the population. Bears, who get up when the sun rises and go to bed when the moon shows up, are 55% of the population. Wolves only make up 15% of the population and are the night owls of the bunch. We know who that is.
Hobby.
I know, when I read it too, I thought in my mind, I was like, well, that's going to be right.
Dolphins are rough sleepers. So they're similar to lions in the way they wake up early, but they tend to be insomniacs and have a hard time sleeping. Yeah, they don't sleep well. So I'm a bear.
A bear.
I think I might be a dolphin, guys, because I don't believe, and I could be wrong, I don't believe I have the type A part that would allow me to be a bear. And although I'm not an insomniac, it takes me an obscenely long time to finally like wind down and put everything on a shelf so that I can slip into a sleep. So it feels like there's like a fight within myself at the end of every night. So that's how, like, what do you guys think?
You don't think you're type A?
I just don't see myself as a type A because I can be so lackadaisical with some things.
Isn't everybody?
You're not type B.
You're not type B.
Yeah. Is that what you think you are?
I think you're pretending.
Yeah, you're very type A.
You're pretending lackadaisical.
You're like, you have to get ready in this certain way.
Okay.
It's such... I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
I know when you get ready, I remember when you lived at my mom's place, you whistle like the same tune every time you get ready in the morning, like very rigid with your routines. That's very type A.
So is that's a type A?
Lackadaisical is like a surfer dude. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Okay, like, it's like Spicoli. Okay.
Like you might not care about some aspects of, like, I'm type A in certain areas of my life.
Yeah, like cleaning my house. I'm not using the toothbrush and scrubbing. I'm just like, I
scrub the floors.
But you're definitely
about things you care about. You're very type A.
I think we're all probably type A too, just to
Comparing your type A to your mom's form of type A.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah,
like your comparison is different.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what. Okay, thank you guys.
Here's a sampling of the variety of type A's you could have. Like everyone in this group is more type A than type B, I would say.
What about you, Lindsay Fan?
What do you? I think that I'm a bear as well.
You're a bear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is important note taking for my possible.
Ooh, pictures.
Oh, okay.
Can I share something about bears?
I'm a fairy then, Leah. That's... I'm a fairy.
I knew you were.
Apparently, bear energy also likes to have, they prefer morning sex over Ooh. Other times of the day.
Then
I
know.
I was like, I do. I fucking love me some morning sex.
And that's when you're feeling the most creative as well.
Yes.
Hey, Jay, you're not a night person?
So this is my problem with these archetypes. I don't feel like I'm really any of them because, or I'm many of them. Like I don't naturally wake up at 4 or 5. So like that cancels that one out for me for sure. I do wake up when the sun rises. I don't necessarily go to bed when the moon comes out though, right? I'm like this extended version. Someone asked me once when I was working shifts, my shifts were 7 to 3, right? So then I would have to get up at 5 and I did, and it was fine. And the person that I worked with was like, oh, like, what do you think about this shift or whatever? And I'm like, I love it because I like getting off early, blah, 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 blah. But I said, honestly, if left to my own devices, I would eventually set myself to a go to bed at 1 or 2 cycle and sleep. And like, if I could sleep till whenever I wanted to, that's what I do naturally.
Mm-hmm. So then is that a wolf?
So you might be a wolf. You might be a wolf.
I might be.
The wolf is kind of like the night owl.
I might be a bear wolf. Like a serwolf.
I'm like an afternoon. I feel like they should have a different category. They always do that. The person that likes to stay up and has the most energy at night, and the person that has the most energy in the morning. What about the people that have the most energy in the middle of the day? They never have archetypes like that.
I don't think that's a thing. It's middle of the day nap for everybody.
I know. They never touch upon middle of the day energy people. It's so true.
Yeah, that's me.
Matthew Walker might.
That's like the only time I have energy.
No.
That's my sleepiest.
It's like I finally wake up by noon.
But isn't that the beginning of your day then?
And then I'd like to, in dream world, I'd like to call it a day around 4.
Yeah.
And then just like, yeah, like that's enough work.
2 o'clock hits and I have trouble keeping my eyes open. Like I would love to have
a 10 minute nap at 2.
I love that. Yeah. Every
my
day.
My kids don't nap. But I had a job once where at lunch, I would eat my lunch quickly and then I would go to my car and I would have a 11 minute nap. Was the perfect nap. I used to have an office. I do an 11 minute nap at my office and I lost the office, was in the cubicle. You just can't be sleeping in the cubicle. It looks bad. But if I got my 11 minutes, I was super productive in the afternoon and I'd like just eat my food quickly.
Then are you a bear mare?
Yeah, I'm a bear.
Bear.
And Sarah, you're a bear? I would thought you'd be a lion, Sarah.
No. I know, I thought Kara and Sarah were lions.
I don't enjoy waking up when it's still dark outside.
I think Kara is a lion.
I think I am a lion.
You might be a dolphin though, because dolphins are very similar to lions, but they have trouble getting to sleep. And you said you had trouble getting to sleep.
I do.
So you might be
a dolphin. Once I'm in it, I'm freaking in it to win it.
Because
it's getting there.
I don't know if other bears feel this way. Or even anyone else, but the second I decide to go to sleep, I'm out.
Yeah, I hate that about you.
That's
you
where I'm opposite.
On like benches before, where you're like, this is the place.
Totally, me too. I'll be sitting in the airport. I'm like, I need a nap. And then you're like, and Dan will wake me. He's like, are you sleeping? I was like, hey, I was sleeping. He's like, what? I'm like, I need a nap now. Just give me 5 minutes and then we can continue.
Totally. As I decide. Although lately, since I've been back here, I've been having full caffeinated coffee instead of half recently. And my mom provides endless amounts of caffeinated tea for me all the time because that's her. She knows I love tea, so she's always like making me a tea, showing her love. And lately, I've had to do a 10-second countdown till I fall asleep. I'm like, okay, I'm not falling asleep. 10, 9, 8, 7.
You're like hypnotizing yourself.
Yeah, now you could just count down and go to sleep.
But I'm so jealous. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to start at 100
or like yesterday.
You must get that from mom. Mom's like, that's why she doesn't need any sleep. I think she's just like, time to go to sleep.
It's like she trained me. Just decide.
It's the most efficient if you can just like sleep now.
Is Matthew the same way as you guys? Can he
just sleep anywhere? You can't wake him up. If he's asleep, it is impossible to wake up. You could probably put a knife in his leg and he would still sleep.
It's impossible. He's a really deep sleeper.
And also he's deaf in one ear. So he sleeps on his good ear.
Sleeps on his good ear.
Yeah, that's his. He cites that as a bonus for sleeping.
Sleeps on his one good ear.
And Matt is Sarah and Meredith's sister.
Brother.
Sorry, Matt. Sorry, Matt is
sibling.
Sibling. Brother. Oh my goodness.
I just pictured this one gnarly ass. like full cauliflower and then one extra large. An extra large.
Yeah. You'll have to draw that too. Matt with his good ear.
It's like fluffy like a pillow. His one good ear is like an extra cushiony ear.
Yeah. You know what though? You know what's interesting about growing up with my brother having only hearing in one ear is I was at work once and there was this noise and we're trying to figure out where the alarm was coming from. I go, oh, that's easy. I put my finger in my ear and circled in a circle and I'm like, it's over there. Because if you're listening with both ears, you can't always hear where the direction is.
Get
if you hear with one ear, because when Matthew's trying to hear where something's coming from, he kind of swivels.
Yeah, he goes like this.
Anyway, good tip. If you're trying to find the direction of something and you can't quite pinpoint it.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Matt.
That's an excellent tip. I had an alarm in the place that I work at once, and I called all these businesses who are like responsible for our alarm companies. I was assuming it was coming from one of the multiple alarm units on the ceiling. What happened was at the very end of hours of trying to figure out who can help and how can help and whatever, and it not making any sense, like, well, that shouldn't be going off if this is that, like troubleshooting. It turned out to be the alarm clocks in the rooms. The power had gone off. And then when the power came back on, all the alarm clocks started going off with this ungodly noise. Like, I don't know who ever wakes up with this noise. Anyways, I felt like a fool because I was like, I can't tell which one it is because on the ceiling, there was multiple ones. And it wasn't even on the
screen. You weren't using your good ear.
I was using both ears. To Mare's point, both ears, and I could not locate.
Why did you have alarm clocks in your office?
I work at a house. So there are bedrooms in the house. And then I have my office. There was no alarm on my, that was the other thing too. I'm like, the alarms are only going off upstairs. And so the people that I was helping, the people that were helping me were like, this is really mysterious. Like none of it makes sense.
What a day. What a day at work.
So many things were happening that day. Like when it rains, it pours was an understatement for that day. That was only one thing that was happening simultaneously with seven other emergencies.
And it's not even like you can, maybe some people, I have discovered that nothing throws me off from being able to process like too much auditory. So you just saying that was like the tip of the iceberg. Like I could only imagine, like, how would you cognitively be able to work through the steps that you need to do here, there, and there's all these noises. I would just be like going in circles.
I swear to God, I have misophonia. Like I can't hear people chew. So to try to even operate my system with alarms, mystery alarms, nonetheless, going off all around me and be on the phone and whatever else, like it was challenging.
But you can't hear people chew or you can't stand hearing people chew.
Correct. Number two.
Okay.
I'm rage, like, a fiery rage.
You can't hear people chew?
It sets you into a fiery rage?
Just even for like my husband and my child, if my best friend, if I can hear somebody chewing or any other mouth noise, this is my favorite one. Like, well, like this is, that's how Josh enjoys food. He's like, this is really good, eh? And I'm like, I can't hear you. Like, I'm like raging. Like, I literally start glitching out. I have to leave rooms. Like, it's bad.
Wow.
Yeah. My sister-in-law has it too.
I heard Sarah Silverman has it, right? She was on whatever podcast I was listening to and she was talking about it. And she was talking about like how she gets really mad too. And I was like, oh my God, like I thought I was just an asshole. But that's like,
well, you're also,
it's very fast and it's rage.
Like I can understand repulsion to it, but it's specifically the reaction is anger.
It's like it's painful or something, right? Yeah. Like, so you wanna, like a bee, if a bee stung you, you'd be like,
and
stop
everybody
it.
Everybody who has misophonia, it's completely anger reaction. It's
what's
not
it called?
Like just like bleh,
misophonia. So it usually is, there's common sounds. So like chewing is one, and then other like there's other sounds that can be on the spectrum of people who have trouble with sounds, like a ticking. If I'm in a room with a clock that ticks, I can't concentrate. Like starts me over every tick.
I like ticking.
You do? You like it?
It's like,
I love it.
No, yeah, it's like it. A rhythm. I like rhythm, like mm-hmm. evenly spaced, but sounds, I do get overwhelmed by too much sound. It just like puts me over. I can't handle.
Totally. I start
sweating. Like yeah. I don't like using the fan in the bathroom.
Yeah. When you're cooking.
Or showering. I told Dan, I'm like, I just can't turn the fan on when I'm showering. It's too much noise. I will turn it on afterwards. Right.
That's so funny. I'm not an audio person at all. And Kim has been like, just recently when I saw you, was like, can you chew with your mouth closed? And I was like, oh. Because I was having Doritos. I'm like, oh, yeah. There's another chance. And she's like,
oh, Doritos sorry. Would be the worst. They'd be so loud. Like, yeah. Crunch, crunch, yeah. crunch.
I was like, I forgot how delicious these are. And she's like, can you close your mouth? And I was like, oh.
And it's like, there's like this brief window when I'm like, save yourself. It's like the Hulk, like I'm turning green.
But I know she has that. So I'm like, oh, sorry. Yep. Got it. Like I won't, I'm not a gum chewer, but I remember that when we were younger, she would be like, all right, don't chew gum around Kim ever. I don't have like, I can literally not hear anything. Like, I can zone out sound completely to the point where my husband's more audio. So he'll be like, ugh. Is that a tap dripping? Like, what is that noise? And I'll be like, what noise? And he's like, there's a tap or something. And I'll have to stop and listen. And I'll be like, oh.
Like this.
Yes, I do hear it.
Wait.
Oh, right. There is a tap. But the difference is that noise is waking up at nighttime. I can sleep through anything. But light and other people don't, like even my mother's more audio. So she just flashes on the lights and any sort of flash of light, I'm instantly awake. Like I can't take any sort of light because I'm more of a visual person. So the change in lighting, that's why like at nighttime, I like slowly dim all the lights in the house because I'm like, it's time for bed. So we need to, I can't handle like bright lights or flashing lights or any of that kind of stuff, but sound, I've nothing.
I'm a smeller. That's me. If anything smells,
and smelly.
I can smell everything. Well, it's just great for my job because, you know, wine and stuff, but I'll be like, I smell something. And I'm like tearing gross anytime we're anywhere. If someone walks by any kind of like strong perfumes
my oldest daughter is like that. Charlie's like that.
Yeah, but it's good. I mean, it's not always bad. Like I can take smells and stuff. But I can smell everything, every single thing.
Wow.
You should get the aromatherapy alarm clock. Then you never have to have an alarm ever again.
No, but it's too stimulating.
You should get the coffee maker in the bedroom. The
problem is too stimulating. If you have that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
What about you, Lindsay Fan? Do you have any sort of senses that drive you mad?
I'm sort of with Sarah on the lights. Like my cell phone, even sitting beside my bed or something, if my phone is flipped up so I can see the little light that flashes, that'll keep me up at night. Or if there's a light on in the bed, in the kid's bedroom, it'll keep me up.
Mm-hmm. Not on any level.
That's if the printer light is on, I was like,
I've used tape on different things to try to block the lights on things just because I can't do it. Like little status lights, even if a charger's on and it's got the little light on the bottom of the charger, I can't sleep through that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I have my aromatherapy alarm clock. They allow you to turn off the numbers at night. And I literally try to go to sleep without getting up and turning that off. I'm like, I can't sleep with all this light.
Yeah.
And it's just like the numbers on the alarm clock.
Or I have an electric toothbrush. And if I brush my teeth before bed too late, then it'll keep on flashing in the bathroom. And even that, like I'll have to close the bathroom door or turn my toothbrush around so that the charger's flashing the other way.
Like a little hood for the toothbrush.
Nice toothbrush.
I like the idea of a little outfit.
Leah, a little bow tie.
Yeah, we should add a outfit.
So do you have blackout curtains, Lindsay?
I don't, because I also like to get up early. So when the sun's up, I like to be up and get ready.
But
for
do
my
you
day.
Not? I mean, I live in the city, so there's light all the time. It comes through my windows all the time because there's light out in my backyard. There's light out in my front yard. There's light out everywhere. So do you not?
And sometimes it's a struggle. Like there is a street light that's somewhat outside our window. We have a big tree in the front yard, so that kind of helps to block some of it. Mm-hmm. But some of that regular light, I can sort of get over every now and then and still sleep. But if it's like a new light or a different light or something that's not normal, then it's harder. It's almost like if you live in the city, you get used to traffic noise and you just sleep through it because it becomes the norm in the background. Lights will eventually do the same thing. And if I'm tired enough, I can sleep wherever, but definitely if there's any sort of flashing or if there's any change in lighting through the night, then that will wake me up. I used to have a light alarm clock with, I had like a timer on a lamp and I just had it set to a certain time and that woke me up too in the morning.
I love my wake up light.
Yeah. It seems so natural.
Oh no.
Mine comes on slowly over half an hour and then the radio comes on. So you can like,
that's cool.
Or I'll wake up right before the alarm goes off and I'll be like, and the radio comes on. It's lovely.
That's nice. Yeah. It seems natural. Like it just seems like a normal way to wake up with the light.
Yeah. Cause I'm trying to get around the no snoozing, like how you're not supposed to snooze for this book. Cause I do like to snooze and it sounds like my experience is similar to Mare's. Because her wake up like session is a half an hour long. Cause my alarm goes off. I'm awake. I push snooze just so that I really rarely ever do. But the one time I don't push snooze, I'll probably actually fall back asleep and be gone forever. Mm. But like
forever. Death by snooze.
You know what I mean? My snooze is just my safety net. So it's a little bit of Lindsay, a little bit of Mare. Like I like to enjoy lying in bed too, just awake. I don't want to spring right out of bed, you know?
That's like one of my challenges with this book when I was trying to do my thing. Because I tried a whole bunch of different things this week of getting up. I tried reading. I know you're supposed to create a habit, but I was like, I'll just try. So I tried getting up and I grabbed my computer. I didn't snooze. I didn't do my time of just laying there and wrote for an hour. And I was real slow. Like my brain, I know they say that creativity is best in the morning, but no for me. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll go outside. So I sat outside in the backyard and read a book for a bit. And I tried that. And I tried doing extra yoga and I tried doing different things. And I totally get this is going to work for so many people. But then I just lost my time to just be me in the morning and lay there and have my time. And so then I was stressed, and I think that it contributed to me being stressed this week and tired because I was putting too much pressure on myself in the morning when I want to just be me and let the creativity start to be doing something.
This is my exact experience. You're like articulating my experience exactly, Lindsay.
Yeah.
That was all I had.
Yeah.
And now I'm filling this time with self-help goals of meditating, which is a good goal, but it's like, that maybe I was nailing it. It felt like I was like, I'm just not a lion. I can't be a lion.
Yeah.
It's almost like you need to break it down into smaller chunks. Like if you had like a 15 minute time where you could just lay there and then a 15 minute time where you could have your coffee or something and then another time for writing.
And I agree. And I think once I started to do that of being like, I'm still going to take my time in the morning, but I'm also going to make an effort. And I did get up earlier. Full disclosure, there's no way I'm ever getting up at 5 in the morning, but I did get up and I didn't lay in bed as long, so which was good. So I spent that hour I might have spent scrolling on my phone doing something, even if it was reading a book or doing whatever. So I did take, unlike Leah, I do like this book. I like the concept of it. What she did isn't going to work for me, but yes, I agree with you, Lindsay. I'm going to still do, I'll do maybe the 15 minutes in the morning of me being me and then get up, do that and then accomplish something and still take that time for myself.
But maybe you were already doing the 4%.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe I
think this book, you're doing what you want and your you time. And it was so important for you. Like your 4% fix doesn't have to be something productive. I mean, she's very clear about that. It doesn't necessarily have to be on your like productive list. It's about, are you, you know, so you're already doing that me time, that lying, this is what I want to do, is lie and just space out, which really is kind of like meditating. I know you're not calling it meditating, but that's kind of what it is. You're like letting your, you know, what, that's something that you needed. So I don't know. I think maybe you were already doing it in
a way. It's a way of centering yourself. Yeah. Cause if that's what you need to gain your energy for the day, then that's what you need to do. That's the thing that will help the best.
I think what we might be like not acknowledging is that this book is for people who want to do something, but like their major excuses, I just don't have the time. There's too much going on. I can't do it.
Right.
So if Lindsay doesn't have something burning like that she really wishes she could do, but she just doesn't have the time, then maybe she doesn't need a 4% fix.
Yeah.
Right. It's only for people who are like, if only or whatever. And then it's like, well, maybe you could restructure your time like this. But if you're already satisfied with how you structure your time, then, you know,
That's a fair point.
Yes. I'm very different than all of you guys do. Like I spend a lot of my day doing creative things. So, and doing me things. So for me, you know, I'm not like Sarah or Leah, or I don't feel like I overschedule myself by any means, or, but I also don't have kids and my job is shifts. So, you know, some days I have the whole day off and stuff. So it's just different. I'm just different than the 9-to-5ers that, you know, this getting up at 5 a.m. before going to work works for as well.
Totally.
This interruption is brought to you by Unpublished. Do you want to know more about the members and Book Interrupted? Go behind the scenes? Visit our website at www.bookinterrupted.com.
Book Interrupted. Okay. This interruption is brought to you by Crazy Dreams. How many of you out there have ever had a dream that you're pooping in public? And like the main problem in the dream is people are going to know you did it, or you can't wipe your bum, or you can't find a toilet. I don't know. There's so many versions of it, but I got to tell you that this is not the first time I've had that dream, and I doubt it'll be the last.
Book Interrupted.
And Kara, you're the only one, I think. Are you the only one that didn't say if you did something? Did you do something with the book or?
Oh, I revisited. Yeah. I just slightly tweaked the way that, like Meredith and Sarah, I've been doing this for a while, but I just kind of tweaked how I didn't load up front the productivity. So I allowed myself just to really focus on and label that time as exclusively me down health sort of time. And that was helpful. And then I love doing the, what does she call it? The four?
Focus four.
Focus four. I love doing that because this is sort of similar to Sarah. Once I'm in something, it's as if it's like a train track in my brain and I get overwhelmed easily if I'm aware of a number of train tracks. And I really prioritize work because that's where I find the most genuine version of myself is allowed to come out and play. So once I'm in it, it is so hard to get up and then move up over. As much as I love my family, I'm very much like my dad, and I tend to value my intentions of doing things with them, but I'm not necessarily always honoring the action component of that. So by doing that focused four list and absolutely having my family on there every single day, I was able to, and again, I may or may not have been doing this before, but the act of labeling the activity and the time together as my family time really allowed me to lose like tremendous amounts of weight around guilt. So that when I was in work mode, I was able to sink into it much more, appreciate it much more, and not having this constant banter going on all the time. Like, you could be doing more of this for your children or your partner, you know? So it was very freeing having that focus list. And I was like, no, I know that I'll get to my family because I love my focus four. And I'll get to it in a day, and I'm allowed to focus exclusively on my work time now. Yeah.
And the same for your family too. You can focus on your family, though, saying, oh, I got that thing I got to work on.
Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah. We just went in deep. Like, it so helped me with, one of my goals is working on my levels of like intimacy and connection with those that I care about. Cause like fearful avoidant, I've just trained myself for years to always make others work to get close to me. So by labeling the family time, I was able to like, guys, it's been glorious these past few weeks. The amount of time, and it's like deep sinking in time with my girls and my hubby. Love that focus for
them. Have they noticed? Do you think they noticed that things have changed?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And you can see, it's nice to see that they get excited now. The thing that my girls and I tend to do now in the past 4 weeks is go bike riding, because Leah helped them learn how to ride without training wheels. Yeah. And now it's like the thing, and like we literally crave it. I know it's only been 4 weeks, but like we crave it. We'll be like, yeah, where should we go today on our bike ride? Oh, that's yeah. Fun. It's nice. Lovely. Nice. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And that makes sense. Like when I think about the focus four, it's true. If you, that way you're able to focus on what you're doing at the time instead of being with your kids and thinking about work, or being at work and
yeah,
thinking about your kids.
I hate
like,
that.
Right? Yeah. Like that's great. I like that too. I really
like enough with multitasking. Just like do one at a time. Yeah. 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 You could have multiple tasks, but do them at different times.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Book Interrupted. If you'd like to see the video highlights from this episode, please go to our YouTube channel, Book Interrupted. You can also find our videos on www.bookinterrupted.com.
A book club is just a book without members. Join the community by following us on Facebook, Instagram, or sign up for exclusive content through our website at bookinterrupted.com/unpublished. We'd like to give a big shout out to our listeners. Your support makes this all possible. Thank you for the uplifting feedback and for recommending us to family and friends. We love hearing from you. Please reach out through our website at bookinterrupted.com/fans or by emailing connect@bookinterrupted.com. We appreciate you for taking time out of your busy schedule to connect with us. See you next time on Book Interrupted.
Moments you can look forward to on next week's Book Interrupted.
For me, I was scared because I knew it was going to be asking me to do something. I was like, I don't want to read this book.
Being like, oh my God, I can't wait to sneak away and find a few minutes.
And so there's a lot of meat in it, I found.
You're not waking up being like, oh, here we go again.
Are you thinking of anything in particular?
Someone like me who is never going to get up at 5 a.m.
Trying to make changes where I didn't need changes.
Book Interrupted.
Never forget, every child matters.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.